The State Department of Environmental Conservation has reached a remote spot along the Dalton Highway where a fuel tanker wrecked and overturned Sunday night, spilling 1,200 gallons of diesel. As KYC's Tim Ellis reports, the spill and resulting fire occurred near the Trans-Alaska Pipeline.
DEC estimates the diesel spilled over a 30 by 120-foot area, about 200 feet from an above-ground section of the Trans-Alaska Pipeline near the community of Wiseman. The truck was owned by Fairbanks-based Big State Logistics, which dispatched personnel Sunday night to recover about 9,000 gallons that was still in the wrecked tanker and to conduct some initial cleanup of the area. Sometime later that night, the wrecked tractor trailer caught fire and burned up. A DEC report issued Wednesday afternoon says the fire burned vegetation within a 30-foot radius. The cause of the fire still under investigation. Ashley Adamsack is an environmental specialist with the Fairbanks DEC office. She says the agency will be overseeing what will likely be a complex cleanup operation of the spill site in the spring, sometime around breakup.
Due to the sensitive area in northern and interior Alaska, we have to be very careful when we do our cleanup actions to ensure that our cleanup tactics don't cause more harm to the environment than if we didn't do anything.
DEC says a Fairbanks-based environmental services contractor hired by Big State conducted a limited assessment of the site on Tuesday and decided to delay further cleanup in order to bring in more equipment and due to safety concerns over flammable diesel that had soaked into the ground. Adamsack said DEC will work with the contractor, Alaska Resource and Environmental Services, to ensure the cleanup operation restores the area and doesn't cause additional harm.
We'll have to ensure that the soil that is backfilled doesn't contain any invasive species and is similar to the surroundings. So we'll have to source that material and make sure that is appropriate for that site.
Adamsack says the diesel-soaked soil will then have to be taken to a certified site, probably in Fairbanks, for remediation. Until the cleanup begins, Adamsack says preliminary work will be done to move fiber optic and electrical lines away from the excavation area. She says those lines run along the Dalton to provide power and communications for pipeline operations.
There are electrically charged lines that are buried in the ground along the Dalton Highway.
Adamsack says DEC will ensure Big State pays for the cleanup and the state's cost of overseeing the operation. In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.